The ancient Stoics didn't advocate for emotional suppression, but for mastery over one's reactions. They believed strength lay in calmness, not in impulsivity. After all, how strong are you? If another can have such dominion over your emotional state, anger must be mastered, like Marcus Aurelius told himself. How much more grievous are the consequences of anger than the causes of it? While anger can be a powerful force, unchecked anger acts like a wildfire, destroying relationships, ruining reputations, and causing opportunities to go up in smoke. For the Stoics, anger was not the enemy, but the failure to manage it. Anger was a signal, a moment to understand its root, and then choose a rational response over reckless reactions. So too, we must harness the Stoic strategy of emotional mastery, channeling potent energy into virtuous endeavors. Lesson 1. Harnessing calm, the Stoic secret to power. In Stoicism, true resilience stems from an internal balance and emotional fortitude, which allows us to withstand life's inevitable turbulence without losing our sense of self. This philosophy invites us to examine our reactions to external stresses and teaches us that by controlling our responses, we can maintain an equilibrium regardless of the circumstances. It posits that our emotions and reactions are not dictated by events themselves, but by our perceptions of these events. The Stoic practice of emotional resilience is rooted in the understanding that while we cannot control every aspect of our lives, we can master how we respond, thus converting potential chaos into a structured and calm response. Commanding presence through masterful calm. Mastering the power of calm can dramatically transform your presence in any room, commanding attention and respect from those around you. In environments where tensions might run high, or where multiple voices clamor for dominance, the individual who maintains a serene demeanor naturally draws the focus of the group. This calm presence acts like a magnet, pulling others towards it in search of stability and clarity. It's not merely about being quiet, it's about exuding a confidence that speaks volumes above the noise. By remaining composed, you communicate control and reliability, key qualities that make others more receptive to your ideas and leadership. This capability to influence the emotional tone of the room not only enhances your leadership credentials, but also makes your interactions more impactful. Calmness enhances your persuasiveness, allowing you to navigate discussions and drive outcomes with subtlety and efficiency. When you speak from a place of calm, your words carry greater weight and authenticity, resonating more deeply with your audience. People are more likely to listen, absorb, and consider your viewpoints when they are presented in a composed and thoughtful manner. This effective communication strategy ensures that your message is not lost in emotional translation, but is delivered clearly and convincingly. In group settings, where persuasion is often key to achieving objectives, your calm demeanor can become your most powerful tool, enabling you to guide discussions towards consensus and desired outcomes. Calm as a strategic advantage in negotiations. In negotiations, the power of calm cannot be overstated. A negotiator who remains tranquil and collected can better assess the motivations and weaknesses of the opposing party, turning potential conflicts into cooperative gains. This strategic calm prevents the escalation of tension and helps maintain focus on the ultimate goals of the negotiation. By not reacting emotionally, the calm negotiator can use silence and patience as powerful tools, often leading the other side to concede points without contention. This approach not only improves the outcomes of negotiations, but also leaves a lasting impression of strength and sophistication, further enhancing respect and admiration from both allies and adversaries. Calm is a reflection of competence and assurance. The ability to remain calm in the face of adversity or debate often reflects a high level of competence and self-assurance, qualities that are critical in leadership roles. When you display calm under pressure, it signals to others that you are capable and well-prepared, which naturally elevates their trust and confidence in your abilities. This nonverbal communication asserts that you are in control of the situation and possess the necessary skills to navigate challenges effectively. In professional or social settings, this perceived competence fosters a powerful aura that can sway opinions and encourage others to align with your approach or decision-making process. effectively granting you the leadership of the room, leveraging calm for thoughtful decision-making. In group dynamics, the calm individual often becomes the de facto point of reference or decision-maker as others seek stability in their leadership. This role comes with the responsibility to guide the group through thoughtful decision-making processes. When you embody calm, you create an environment that encourages open dialogue and thoughtful consideration of different perspectives. This approach not only improves the quality of decisions made, but also increases buy-in from the group, as members feel respected and valued. Ultimately, your ability to maintain calm facilitates a more deliberate and effective decision-making process, strengthening group cohesion and enhancing the outcomes of collective efforts. The power of calm in group dynamics. Exhibiting calm in group settings enhances respect and credibility, positioning you as a leader even without formal authority. When discussions become heated or when a crisis emerges, the person who remains calm is often seen as the anchor of the group. This calm demeanor influences the overall atmosphere, encouraging others to adopt a similar approach and facilitating more productive and rational discussions. In practice, maintaining calm can prevent escalation, helping the group focus on solutions rather than conflicts. It also signals confidence and control, qualities that naturally attract respect and can lead others to look to you for guidance and decision-making. Calm is a catalyst for collective rationality. Moreover, a calm approach in group interactions fosters a culture of collective rationality. In situations where groupthink or emotional reactions threaten to overtake logical analysis, a calm individual can steer the group back to a more balanced and thoughtful path. By embodying Stoic principles, you demonstrate how emotional detachment from reactive impulses can lead to better outcomes. This not only elevates the quality of group deliberations, but also sets a standard for others to emulate, promoting a group dynamic that values reasoned dialogue over reactionary responses. As respect for your calm influence grows, so does your ability to effectively lead and inspire teams, regardless of the complexity or intensity of the challenges they face. Cultivating inner serenity. One of the most practical Stoic techniques is the cultivation of inner serenity through what might be called the Stoic pause. This practice involves taking a moment to step back from our immediate reactions and assess the situation with clarity and reason. By inserting a pause between stimulus and response, we gain the opportunity to decide how we wish to proceed rather than being swept away by initial impulses. This pause is not a sign of indecision, but a deliberate choice to govern reactions with wisdom. It is in this space that calm is cultivated, acting as a buffer against the rush of emotions that can lead to irrational decisions. Practical exercise, mindful pause. To integrate this Stoic practice into everyday life, one can begin with the mindful pause exercise. This involves taking a deep breath and counting to five before responding to a provocation or stressor. This brief interlude allows the mind to recalibrate and approach the situation from a place of composure rather than agitation. Over time, this practice can transform how we interact with our environment, encouraging a more thoughtful and serene approach to life's challenges. It trains us to harness calm and to react in ways that are aligned with our deepest values. The role of perception in maintaining calm. Our perception of events plays a crucial role in our emotional responses. The Stoics teach that by altering our perceptions, we can change the emotional quality of our experiences. If we view a setback as a catastrophe, our emotional response will mirror this perception. However, if we see the same setback as a challenge to overcome or an opportunity to learn, our emotional experience will be markedly different. This shift in perspective is essential for maintaining calm in the face of adversity. It empowers us to reinterpret the narrative of our experiences, thus choosing serenity over chaos. The Stoic journey towards harnessing calm as a source of power is both profound and immensely practical. It encourages a life lived with intentionality and inner peace, transforming everyday challenges into opportunities for personal growth and strength. Lesson 2. Embracing rationality as a pathway to calm. Marcus Aurelius once said, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." This statement underscores the Stoic belief that rational thinking, not only shapes our experiences, but also fortifies us against the chaos of the external world. By embracing rationality, we align ourselves with the logical order of nature, thus achieving a more peaceful and effective existence. At its core, Stoicism promotes rationality as the essential tool for understanding and interacting with the world. This philosophy teaches that by cultivating a rational mindset, we can accurately assess our surroundings and make decisions that are in harmony with our inner virtues. Rationality enables us to distinguish between what we can control and what lies beyond our control, focusing our energies productively and reducing unnecessary emotional turmoil. It serves as a guiding principle that steers us away from the pitfalls of impulsive reactions and towards thoughtful, deliberate actions. Rationality in action, decision-making and emotional control. Implementing rationality in decision-making processes is a vital practice in Stoic philosophy. By applying logic and reason, we ensure that our decisions are not swayed by fleeting emotions, but are instead based on stable, rational grounds. This method not only leads to better outcomes, but also instills a sense of calm as decisions become less burdensome and more systematic. Moreover, controlling our emotional responses through rational thinking prevents us from being prisoners to our passions, allowing us to respond to life's challenges with clarity and composure. The impact of rationality on interpersonal relationships. Rationality extends beyond personal benefit and significantly impacts our interactions with others. Stoicism teaches us to approach relationships with fairness and detachment, evaluating situations and conflicts through a lens of objectivity. By doing so, we avoid the common emotional entanglements that often complicate relationships. Instead, we foster relationships based on understanding and mutual respect, which are less likely to be disturbed by irrational emotional disturbances. Embracing rationality as taught by Stoic philosophy offers a powerful tool for maintaining calm and mastering our lives. This lesson not only enhances our personal and professional decisions, but also stabilizes our emotional landscape, making us more resilient in the face of adversity. As we practice and deepen our understanding of rationality, we discover that true tranquility is not a product of external conditions, but a result of our reasoned responses to them. Thus, by continuing to cultivate rationality, we pave the way for a life characterized by calm, purpose, and satisfaction. Lesson 3. Mastering the art of mind control for inner serenity. This principle, deeply rooted in the teachings of Marcus Aurelius and other Stoic thinkers, holds that true peace originates not from external conditions, but from the disciplined management of our thoughts and reactions. Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking, Marcus Aurelius reminds us. Stoicism teaches that the mind is the fortress of our being, where all external events are interpreted and given meaning. By mastering mind control, we prevent external events from disrupting our inner peace, thus maintaining a state of equanimity regardless of the circumstances we face. This control is achieved through rigorous training in self-awareness and self-regulation, where each thought is observed, evaluated, and managed in accordance with Stoic virtues of wisdom, courage, justice, and moderation. Begin cultivating mind control by practicing mindful awareness daily. Set aside a few moments each day to observe your thoughts without judgment or attachment. As you become aware of your mental patterns, gently guide your mind toward more rational and positive thoughts. This practice not only helps in managing negative emotions, but also strengthens your ability to remain present and focused, free from the distractions and anxieties that often cloud our minds. Central to controlling the mind is the ability to apply rational judgment to our thoughts and emotions. The Stoics emphasize the importance of distinguishing between those things within our control, our own thoughts and actions, and those beyond it, such as the actions of others and external events. By reinforcing our focus on what we can control, we reduce feelings of helplessness and frustration, and increase our sense of personal efficacy and peace. Cultivating emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is an essential aspect of Stoic mind control. It involves recognizing our emotional responses, understanding their origins, and deciding how best to handle them. Stoicism doesn't advocate for the suppression of emotions, but rather for their understanding and integration into a well-reasoned life. This approach allows us to experience emotions fully while maintaining control over how they influence our actions and decisions. Daily practice for strengthening mind control. To integrate Stoic mind control into daily life, engage in regular self-reflection. This practice can involve journaling or meditating on the day's events and your responses to them. Reflect on how well your reactions aligned with Stoic principles, and consider what adjustments might be made for better outcomes. Over time, these reflections build a robust framework for emotional and mental stability, enhancing your ability to remain calm and composed regardless of external stresses. Mastering the art of mind control is a transformative process that fosters inner serenity and strength. It equips us to face life's challenges with a poised and steady heart, rooted in the wisdom of Stoic philosophy. As we continue to practice and refine our control over our minds, we not only enhance our personal well-being, but also contribute to a more rational and peaceful world around us. Lesson 4: Embracing Stoic Indifference for Emotional Equilibrium. Now we will turn our focus to the concept of Stoic indifference, also known as apatheia. This lesson explores how adopting a stance of emotional detachment from things outside our control can lead to a profound sense of inner tranquility and resilience. As Marcus Aurelius once advised, "Be indifferent to what makes no difference." This guidance invites us to cultivate a mindset where only our own actions and moral choices hold true significance. Stoic indifference does not imply a lack of care or compassion. Rather, it encourages us to differentiate between what we can change and what we must accept. This form of indifference is about maintaining emotional balance and focusing our energies on our own actions and responses, which are within our realm of control. By practicing indifference towards external events and the actions of others, we protect our inner peace from the turbulence of external chaos. Practical exercise. Cultivating indifference. A practical way to cultivate Stoic indifference is through the daily practice of reflection on events that trigger emotional responses. Each evening, consider the day's events that elicited strong emotions and assess whether these were within your control. Ask yourself how an ideal Stoic might respond to the same situations, focusing on maintaining composure and objectivity. This exercise not only helps in strengthening emotional detachment, but also reinforces the habit of reacting to life's challenges with rationality and calm. The role of indifference in personal growth. Embracing Stoic indifference does not stunt emotional growth. Rather, it channels our emotional energy more constructively. By not allowing ourselves to be swayed by every shift in our external environment, we develop a more stable and robust character. This inner strength is crucial for personal development, as it enables us to face life's adversities with courage and poise, turning potential setbacks into opportunities for learning and self-improvement. Indifference and interpersonal relationships. In interpersonal relationships, Stoic indifference guides us to maintain equanimity regardless of others' opinions and behaviors. This approach helps us build healthier, more supportive relationships based on respect and understanding rather than emotional dependency. By being indifferent to praise or criticism, we maintain our self-esteem and reduce the emotional drama that often complicates interactions with others. Daily integration of Stoic indifference. To integrate Stoic indifference into daily life, begin by setting intentions each morning to remain unaffected by external events that are beyond your control. Throughout the day, remind yourself of these intentions, especially when facing situations that typically trigger emotional upheaval. Over time, this practice will help you develop a more indifferent approach to such triggers, fostering a sense of peace and stability regardless of external circumstances. Stoic indifference, when properly understood and applied, offers a powerful tool for maintaining emotional equilibrium and achieving a fulfilling life. As we learn to focus on what truly matters, our own choices and actions, we find that many of life's disturbances lose their power over us, allowing us to remain centered in the face of life's inevitable ups and downs. Embracing this aspect of Stoicism not only enhances our own well-being, but also allows us to contribute to a more rational and peaceful world. Lesson 5. Harnessing the present moment with stoic presence. As Seneca famously advised, while we are postponing, life speeds by. This lesson delves into the importance of present moment awareness and its profound impact on living a life of contentment and effectiveness. Stoic presence teaches us to focus our energies not on what has been or what might be, but squarely on the here and now, where our power truly lies. Stoicism teaches that much of our discontent and anxiety stems from an undue focus on the past or future. By centering ourselves in the present, we engage directly with life as it unfolds, free from the burdens of past regrets and future worries. This focus enhances our ability to respond to life with clarity and reason, allowing us to make the most of every moment. Present moment awareness, therefore, is not just about peace, but also about leveraging our time effectively to live in accordance with Stoic virtues. Practical exercise: mindful Stoic meditation. To cultivate a strong sense of presence, engage in daily Stoic meditation. Spend a few minutes each day sitting quietly, focusing solely on your breath and the sensations of the moment. As thoughts about the past or future arise, gently guide your attention back to the present. This practice not only calms the mind but also sharpens your focus, enhancing your ability to remain present in everyday activities and interactions. Integrating Stoic presence into daily activities transforms mundane tasks into opportunities for mindfulness and virtue. Whether you are eating, walking, or engaging in conversation, fully immerse yourself in the activity without distraction. This deliberate engagement brings a deeper appreciation for life's simple pleasures and a greater effectiveness in handling complex tasks, as each action is performed with full attention and intention. In our modern world, distractions are constant and can easily pull us away from the present moment. Stoic discipline involves recognizing these distractions for what they are: impermanence that divert us from our true goals and values. By practicing Stoic resistance to distractions, we strengthen our mental fortitude and enhance our capacity to remain focused, thereby deepening our engagement with the present. Embracing the present moment enriches our lives in numerous ways. It heightens our appreciation for life's transient beauty, strengthens our relationships through attentive interaction, and improves our psychological well-being by reducing anxiety about the uncontrollable aspects of life. Moreover, it empowers us to act with purpose and deliberation, aligning our actions more closely with Stoic principles of virtue and rationality. Mastering the art of Stoic presence is a transformative process that offers profound benefits across all aspects of life. As we continue to practice and promote present moment awareness, we not only enhance our own peace and effectiveness, but also contribute to a more mindful and compassionate world. In the next lesson, we will explore how to extend these principles of presence and mindfulness to foster greater resilience and adaptability in the face of life's inevitable challenges. Lesson 6: Developing Resilience Through Stoic Acceptance. This lesson explores how embracing the Stoic principle of acceptance not only aids in enduring life's hardships, but also transforms these experiences into opportunities for personal growth and inner strength. Marcus Aurelius encapsulated this idea when he stated, "Accept the things to which fate binds you, and love the people with whom fate brings you together, but do so with all your heart." Stoic acceptance is not about passive resignation, but about a proactive acknowledgement of reality as it is. It involves recognizing what is beyond our control while committing wholeheartedly to what we can influence. This philosophical stance encourages us to meet life's challenges with a calm demeanor and an open heart, understanding that external events do not define our happiness or our self-worth, but are merely circumstances through which we can demonstrate our virtues. To practice Stoic acceptance, begin each day by delineating your sphere of control. List the things you can influence and those you cannot. Throughout the day, remind yourself to accept what lies outside this sphere calmly and focus your energy and actions on what you can change. This exercise helps to reinforce the distinction between external events and internal responses, building a foundation for resilience and peace. Stoic acceptance in facing adversity. Adversity is a common aspect of human life, but Stoic philosophy offers a unique approach to dealing with difficult times. By accepting adversity as an inevitable part of existence, and viewing it as a test of our virtues, we can find meaning in challenges and grow stronger through them. This perspective not only reduces the emotional impact of negative events, but also enhances our ability to navigate them with grace and effectiveness. Cultivating patience and perspective. A key component of Stoic acceptance is the cultivation of patience and a long-term perspective. Understanding that life is a series of phases and that difficult times will pass allows us to maintain our composure and continue acting according to our principles, even under pressure. This long-term view is crucial for maintaining motivation and perseverance when immediate circumstances seem daunting or overwhelming. The role of acceptance in emotional equilibrium. By practicing Stoic acceptance, we learn to maintain an emotional equilibrium regardless of external conditions. This balance is achieved by detaching our emotional well-being from the outcomes of events and anchoring it in our ability to respond with virtue and reason. Such emotional stability is essential for living a fulfilled and peaceful life, as it allows us to navigate the highs and lows of existence with consistent tranquility. Stoic acceptance is a powerful tool for developing resilience and finding deep, enduring happiness in our lives. As we continue to embrace and practice this principle, we not only enhance our own well-being, but also inspire those around us to adopt a more accepting and peaceful approach to life. In our next lesson, we will explore how to integrate Stoic acceptance with other philosophical practices to further enrich our resilience and broaden our capacity for joy and contentment in all areas of life. Lesson 7. Cultivating Stoic Detachment for Mental Equilibrium. This concept is essential for maintaining mental balance and resilience in the face of life's inevitable fluctuations. Stoic detachment teaches us how to remain objective and composed, minimizing the impact of external influences on our internal peace. As Epictetus elegantly stated, "Freedom is the only worthy goal in life. It is won by disregarding things that lie beyond our control." Stoic detachment is not about indifference or a lack of empathy. Rather, it is about separating our emotional health from the outcomes of external circumstances. This practice involves recognizing that while we can influence our environment to a degree, we are not ultimately in control of external events. By focusing on our internal responses and maintaining a clear boundary between ourselves and these events, we can preserve our mental equilibrium and reduce unnecessary emotional distress. Practical exercise: observational mindfulness. To cultivate Stoic detachment, engage in a daily practice of observational mindfulness. This involves stepping back and observing your reactions to events without immediately engaging with them emotionally. For example, when you feel anger or frustration rising, note these feelings and analyze their sources objectively, rather than acting on them impulsively. This practice helps to build a buffer between you and your reactions, allowing you to choose more deliberate and controlled responses. Incorporating Stoic detachment into daily interactions can greatly improve relationship dynamics. By remaining emotionally neutral and focused on rational responses, you avoid overreacting to the words or actions of others. This approach not only leads to more harmonious relationships, but also strengthens your own emotional resilience, as you become less reactive and more intentional in your interactions. Detachment and personal growth. Stoic detachment is also a powerful tool for personal growth. By not allowing ourselves to be overly affected by successes or setbacks, we maintain a steady course toward our goals. This steady emotional state supports continuous improvement and learning, as we are not thrown off course by emotional highs and lows. It enables us to evaluate our progress and setbacks with clarity and to adjust our strategies in a reasoned and effective manner. The benefits of Stoic detachment. The benefits of practicing Stoic detachment extend beyond individual well-being and influence all aspects of life. It enhances decision-making capabilities, as decisions are made based on objective criteria rather than emotional biases. It also fosters a sense of inner peace and contentment, as one is less perturbed by external changes. Furthermore, it allows for a deeper appreciation of life's experiences as you engage with them on a more mindful and less emotionally charged level. Cultivating Stoic detachment is crucial for achieving and maintaining mental equilibrium. This practice empowers us to live with intention, guided by reason rather than swayed by emotion. As we advance in our Stoic practice, we find that detachment not only protects our emotional well-being, but also enhances our capacity for joy and engagement with life. In our next lesson, we will explore how combining Stoic principles can further enhance our resilience and lead to a more fulfilling and balanced life. Lesson 8: Embracing the Stoic practice of reflective meditation. This practice, deeply rooted in Stoic traditions, enriches our understanding of self, enhances decision-making, and fortifies our mental resilience. It serves as a crucial tool for integrating Stoic principles into daily life, enabling a profound connection with our innermost values and beliefs. Marcus Aurelius, a notable practitioner, utilized reflective meditation to examine his actions and thoughts, aligning them closely with Stoic virtues. Reflective meditation in Stoicism involves a deliberate and thoughtful examination of one's thoughts, actions, and the day's events. This practice is not merely about introspection, but is an active engagement with one's mental and moral landscape. By reflecting on their behaviors and the motivations behind them, Stoics seek to cultivate virtues such as wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. This continuous self-evaluation is pivotal for personal growth and spiritual maturity, allowing individuals to live more deliberate and meaningful lives. One effective way to practice reflective meditation is through Stoic journaling. Each evening, take a few minutes to write down the key events of the day, your reactions to them, and any thoughts or feelings that arose. Critically assess whether your responses aligned with Stoic virtues and consider how you might improve your reactions in the future. This practice not only helps in recognizing patterns in behavior that may be contrary to Stoic ideals, but also reinforces a commitment to personal development and ethical living. Reflective meditation also plays a crucial role in emotional regulation. By taking the time to contemplate our emotional responses and the reasons behind them, we can begin to see our emotions from a Stoic perspective, as natural responses that can be managed and moderated through reason. This understanding allows for greater emotional stability and resilience, as we learn not to be swayed by temporary emotional disturbances, but to respond with reasoned calmness. Enhancing decision-making through reflection. Incorporating reflective meditation into the decision-making process can significantly enhance the quality of the decisions made. By reflecting on potential decisions and their alignment with Stoic principles, we can make choices that are not only rational but also ethically sound. This process helps avoid impulsive decisions based on fleeting emotions or external pressures, leading to outcomes that are more likely to bring long-term satisfaction and harmony. Broadening perspectives through reflective meditation. Beyond personal growth and decision-making, reflective meditation also broadens our perspective on life. It encourages us to consider our place in the larger scheme of things, promoting a sense of humility and gratitude. This broader perspective can diminish the impact of minor annoyances and elevate our focus to more significant, life-affirming goals and ideals. Embracing the Stoic practice of reflective meditation offers profound benefits, from deepened self-understanding to enhanced ethical living. As we continue to apply and refine this practice, we cultivate a life of purpose, guided by the wisdom of Stoic philosophy. In our next lesson, we will explore how to extend the benefits of Stoic practices into community and relationships, enhancing not only our own lives, but also enriching those around us. Lesson 9: Harnessing the power of calm in high-pressure situations. Encapsulating the Stoic view on the power of calm, Marcus Aurelius reminds us, "Keep this thought handy when you feel a fit of rage coming on. It isn't manly to be enraged. Rather, gentleness and civility are more human, and therefore manlier. A real man doesn't give way to anger and discontent, and such a person has strength, courage, and endurance, unlike the angry and complaining. The nearer a man comes to a calm mind, the closer he is to strength. Calm as a strategic response." Stoicism teaches that calm should not be merely reactive, but a strategic and proactive stance in the face of adversity. In high-pressure situations, those who can maintain a calm demeanor are often seen as more competent and are more likely to be trusted with leadership roles. Calmness allows for clearer thinking and decision-making, enabling one to analyze the situation thoroughly and respond with considered actions that mitigate chaos rather than contribute to it. To cultivate calm in tense moments, practice the stoic pause. When faced with a stressful or high-pressure situation, take a moment to step back mentally. Breathe deeply and allow yourself a brief pause to assess the situation objectively. During this pause, remind yourself of what is within your control and what is not. Focus your efforts on your response, choosing actions that reflect calmness and deliberation. This practice not only prevents knee-jerk reactions, but also instills a habit of approaching challenges with a composed and focused mind. Calm and its influence on others. The ability to remain calm has a profound impact on those around us. In group settings, a calm individual often becomes a stabilizing force, reducing panic and spreading a sense of security and confidence. This influence can dramatically improve the collective response to crisis situations, steering groups away from disarray and towards organized action. Additionally, calmness can diffuse potential conflicts and encourage a more collaborative atmosphere, even in competitive environments. Daily integration of stoic calm. Integrate stoic calm into your daily routine by beginning each day with a meditation focused on tranquility and control. Throughout the day, consciously check in with your emotional state, especially when you anticipate stressful situations. Reflect each evening on moments when you successfully maintained calm and those when you did not, considering how different approaches affected the outcomes. This daily practice not only reinforces your ability to stay calm, but also gradually transforms how you interact with the world around you. By maintaining calm in high-pressure situations, we not only enhance our own resilience and capability, but also inspire and stabilize those around us. The practice of calmness, deeply rooted in Stoic wisdom, equips us to face the complexities of modern life with grace and effectiveness. Lesson 10. Mastering calm in a chaotic world, the Stoic approach to personal power. In our final lesson on Stoic philosophy, we focus on the practical application of Stoicism in mastering personal calm amidst the chaos of the modern world. This lesson explores how the Stoic ideals of resilience, rationality, and inner peace equip us to navigate life's unpredictable challenges while maintaining our composure and influence. Drawing on the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius and Epictetus, we learn to embody the principle that calm is power, transforming potential disturbances into opportunities for personal growth and leadership. Stoicism teaches that true power lies in our ability to control our responses to the external world, rather than in attempting to control the world itself. This philosophy asserts that calmness is not merely a passive state, but an active force that allows us to face life's uncertainties with clarity and purpose. By cultivating a Stoic mindset, we embrace calm as a source of strength, using it to make thoughtful decisions and to influence our environment positively. Practical exercise, the Stoic response technique. To integrate Stoic calm into daily life, practice the Stoic response technique. Whenever a stressful situation arises, pause for a moment to reflect on the Stoic dichotomy of control. Identify what aspects of the situation you can control and which you cannot. Focus your efforts on your response, using calm reasoning to decide the best course of action. This technique helps prevent impulsive reactions, promoting a more measured and effective response that is rooted in tranquility. Calm as a tool for conflict resolution. In both personal and professional settings, calm serves as a powerful tool for resolving conflicts. Stoicism teaches us to approach disputes with a cool head and a focus on rational solutions rather than emotional confrontations. By maintaining calm, we can better understand the perspectives of others and facilitate discussions that lead to mutually beneficial outcomes, thereby enhancing our influence and leadership. Maintaining calm in crisis management. In times of crisis, the ability to remain calm is especially critical. Stoic calm allows us to assess situations soberly and to act with precision and effectiveness. This lesson examines historical and contemporary examples of Stoic leaders who have used their inner calm to guide their communities through turmoil, demonstrating how personal calm can translate into significant power in leadership roles. The role of daily Stoic practices in sustaining calm. To sustain calm in everyday life, engage in daily Stoic practices such as meditation, reflective journaling, and the examination of one's impressions, as suggested by Epictetus. These practices not only reinforce our ability to remain undisturbed by external chaos, but also deepen our understanding of ourselves and our values, which is essential for consistent and authentic leadership. Remember that mastering calm is not about detaching from the world, but about engaging with it more effectively. Stoicism provides us with the tools to transform calm into a dynamic force that enhances our personal power and influence. By practicing the lessons learned throughout this series, we can face the complexities of the modern world with confidence and poise, ready to turn challenges into opportunities for growth and leadership. Let us move forward with the calm assurance of the Stoics, equipped to create positive change in ourselves and in the world around us.